Specials. מרגישים קיץ באוויר. 102.3 FM.
רדיו קול רמה. מרגישים קיץ באוויר.
רדיו קול רמה.
יעקב נרדם על החולות.
Kibitzing with Curland here on Kol Rama 102.3 FM. Kibitzing with Curland here on Kol Rama 102.3 FM.
Here we are, Mitch.
All right, they dusted us off.
Yeah, they always dust us off and bring us back. This is our, I believe it's our 47th year together.
Right.
I think it was from before electricity was invented, correct?
Well, we had a hamster on a wheel.
Yeah, we were doing our radio show by candlelight because we didn't have any electricity back then, if that's what I remember. So I want you to know that this is one absolutely beautiful day. I mean, we look outside, and what do you see outside?
It's a beautiful day. I mean, there's rain, there was thunder, there was little rivers going by at the radio station.
You can't tell me it's not a beautiful day. This is an you know why it's a beautiful day?
Why is it a beautiful day?
Because I'm back home. And that's all that matters to me. And whenever I walk through the gates of this camp, as so many people that will probably call in today, I think of all those people who helped make me who I am today. Meaning that some of you would say, these are all the people to blame, but for me, these are the people I thank. It's the early people like David August. It's like all the Rosh Eidah that I worked with that were my Rosh Eidah. People like Sandy Goldstein, people like, like Alan Silverstein, who's a rabbi in New Jersey. People like Merrill Shapiro, a name that many people may not have heard for many, many years, but when I was a junior counselor, all these other, Ira Sider, who is a SCON Rosh Eidah, and all of these wonderful people that I've worked with. Of course, they're the people that I was on staff with, like Stewie Sapash and like Matt Futterman, and I'm afraid to go through the whole list because I will leave some people out. You know, Sam Freint, who I work with, and a lot of rabbis and well-known rabbis, Jerry Skolnick, that I was blessed to be able to hang out with them during summers when they were a little bit younger than they are right now. But here we are, Kol Rama, kibitzing with Curland, and I know that there are a number of people that are going to call in, so I need to tell you the following. If, in fact, from our listenership, if, in fact, we do have people calling in, we're probably going to have to limit them to 5 minutes because there's only one line here at the Kol Rama radio station. And, in fact, the number to call in is 845-832-6622. Is that it? And then it is extension 128. We forgot to look it up again because it's been a year. But I believe that that's the number. And I know that somebody was planning on calling. We'll probably call in another minute.
So say the number again.
I think it's 845-832-6622, extension 128. Now, if I have that wrong, then call into the station and tell us what the real number is. But I believe that that is the number. We don't have phones that list the number. Do you remember that when you were a kid, that on your phone it would actually list your phone? Not digitally, but on this little piece of paper that would tell you your phone number.
I remember when my father would call from Brooklyn, a New Jersey number, my mother would run around the house, shh, shh, daddy's making a long distance call, shh, shh.
And how much did it cost?
I really don't know.
Did he have it in the budget to be able to call people? And now we could get calls from Israel, although it is 1 o'clock in the morning there right now. We could get calls from Canada, although it is 6:15 or 6:10 in the afternoon. We could get calls. We have gotten calls from Virginia. We've gotten calls from Chicago. We've gotten calls from Jerusalem. We've gotten calls from Canada. We've gotten calls from, do you remember other places? Wingdale. We've gotten calls from so many different places over the years. But Mitch, it is always great to be sitting in this wonderful plush studio with you once again. I want everyone to know that Mitch and I were listening to a couple of our what we had recorded from 2006. And that was not the first year we worked together. So it's really kind of exciting. We got a lot of fun history. You know, when they make the movie of our Kibitzing with Curlin show, who's going to play you in the movie?
Oh, that's an interesting question. Who would I, let's say, I suggest play me?
Yes. Who would you like to play you?
Wow.
And then who will play you?
A tough, tough question. Since
You can think about it, but you could ask me.
So who should play you?
Well, my problem is that people have already decided it should be Gilbert Gottfried, which I don't think I'm overly happy about, but I think they think he's crazy enough to fill this chair or so. I'd like to think it's somebody much more good-looking. Well, I don't want to make fun of Gilbert Gottfried, but
Danny DeVito should play me.
Danny DeVito. There you go. Gilbert Gottfried, and it'll sell at least 12 tickets in the movie theater, although I don't remember anyone approaching us about making a film about Kibitzing with Curlin. But you never know. If you're listening right now and you have a contact with one of those Hollywood people, by the way, they do film in New York, so
you know, we could have gotten Civet Video to do this, but today's a Yom Dalit, even though it's really it's not Yom Dalit, it's Yom Hey, I guess.
Now, for those people who are listening in, yes, we're at a peak.
Don't say the number, but
I want you to know there are astronomically higher numbers than an hour ago when I was sitting in the studio. So I'm very excited that people are listening in. So if you are calling in, and maybe I should just triple check. I'm gonna look it up to make sure that we
look it up. Let's also say the number in Hebrew, because maybe we'll get one of those Me'a Milim shirts they're giving out.
Oh.
Here on radio.
So what are we?
Okay, so we're getting the number for you. We're going to open the phone shortly. You're listening to Kol Rama. It's a live reunion, Kibitzing with Curlin. Yeah, someone has the number. Maybe they could just tell us the number.
Well, here we go. We're going to make sure we have the right thing pushed. You are on Kol Rama. Make sure that you have the appropriate words that you're using in your dialogue. Who are we talking to right now? Oh, you're not sounding good I want to figure out. It'll probably sound better right now because Mitch knows what he's doing. So, Rabbi Moshe Schwartz, are you still there?
I am here. I knew the number to call in.
And was it the number I gave out?
I called before you gave the number out.
Yeah, that I know. So, what number did you call just to see if we've been announcing it correctly?
6622, extension 128, just like you said.
Oh, groovy. So, Moshe was just in camp the other day, correct?
I came back to visit. It was wonderful.
And you put up some wonderful pictures on Facebook, hanging out with all of your wonderful friends and different kids, etc. You were with your daughter at the time, correct?
Correct.
And you even played a little bit of miniature golf, I guess, on your way out of camp?
Who doesn't stop at the Red Rooster, you know, on their way in or out?
So, I don't know, but they just got free advertising. With all the listeners we have, I hope that they have a room for, you know, for people to come over and to golf today, because you just gave them free advertising. Everyone's just going to rush over there right now, so who knows. So, how delightful was it for your daughter?
She loved seeing another camp, and it got her psyched and excited for the Ramah camp that she will be going to. But I don't want to give other Ramah camps free advertising, so maybe I will skip the name of that other Ramah camp.
It doesn't matter, because let's be honest, we're all brothers and sisters. We're all part of the Ramah movement. And when you run into somebody, no matter where you are, and you find out somebody's a Ramanic, even if they're a Ramanic from Argentina, you get very excited.
And if they happen to come from the Berkshires, there may be a little extra excitement, but it doesn't take away that, you know, if you're a Poconos or a California or a Darome or a Palmer or a or Canada, or I don't want to leave any of them out, because there's a new one in Northern California right now, and I don't know the name yet, or Rockies and all that kind of stuff. We're all part of the same family, which is an absolutely wonderful family. And Moshe, should I tell everyone that what makes you part of my family is that your father was my bunk mate at Camp Ramah back in the 19th century, way back when. And I have such wonderful, let me add an extra, wonderful memories of those times and many, many years past those times with your dad. So, and by the way, you know about the Super 8 millimeter movie that I have with your dad and myself in it from 1968, correct?
I do.
It's not, I mean, the Super 8 millimeter, it started coming apart, but I did bring it somewhere and they did put something together. It's a little bit spliced up, and this is before we had sound.
You might have to tell the listeners what 8mm film is. I'm not sure that this generation even knows the term.
Well, Mitch and I were almost going to talk about dialing the telephone number. We'd have to tell everyone nowadays. It's just the kind of movies that you would make with your own home movie camera, and actually you would have it, you would have to bring it in for development, and would come on this, you know, this reel, this plastic reel, and you'd play it through a special movie projector, as opposed to what we have now, where everything is done digitally, etc. And in fact, your dad and I had to sit there and splice the different scenes together. We were really the editors, although I think he did more of the editing than anyone else. So I would give him credit for being the director and the producer for that film.
Agree. So I'm going to just, I know that I'm supposed to keep my time short, and I'm sure you have many callers. I'm going to tell my kids right now that we're on Camp Ramah Radio. I've called into the Camp Ramah Radio show.
Yeah.
And Ellie, Liba, and Rena want to say shalom. Ready,
oh,
everyone?
Awesome.
Shalom.
Guys, you know, even though we have not met face-to-face, I love seeing the pictures that your father shares, because you guys have the same smile that your father has always had and the same smile that your grandfather always had. And that is really awesome. I love seeing that next generation of Schwartzes running around. So, and I just want to say two words. Fall River.
There you go.
Okay.
And I want to say Pulat Erev. And I hope everyone has a great time at Ramah and enjoys your company and is having a wonderful time with my good friend and colleague, Rabbi Ethan Linden.
Oh, yeah. And one thing before you go, I have to sneeze.
Achoo.
There you go. That's it. That's between the two of us. That's all you need to know.
So, I can't wait to call back for the next Rabbi Cohen show.
Oh, you are the best. And we miss you breaking car windows up here, windshields.
I know. They moved the field when I got there. And I said, you know, these days I wouldn't be able to hit it.
I think you have the record for the most windshields broken during a softball game.
Actually, his name is Evan Bell, and he was Gesher 92.
So
I hold second place.
Tradition. You hold second place. Well, I was always impressed with your work. So, anyway, Kayetz Tov.
Great to talk to you guys, and have a wonderful rest of the summer, and stay cool.
Yeah, you too. All the best.
Okay. Thanks for calling.
Yep. Bye-bye.
One of the absolute nicest people I know, and I've known Mo since he was a little kid. Because even though his father was my bunk mate, we got to work together for a couple of years in a synagogue where his father was the rabbi and I was the educational director. That's before I went to rabbinical school, and Moshe was a little 2.5 or 3 year old, and he's heard some of the stories I tell about him when he was very young, which are really kind of funny. So the line's now open for the other people that were thinking of calling in.
Let's give the correct number.
Well, he said we did do the correct number, which was 845-832-6622. Or if you need it, be Ivrit, 845-832-6622. And it's extension 128. So there is somebody that I'm kind of hoping might be available to call in. I'm going to tell you a little bit about him. I just have to open up. And so I have a wonderful friend who comes and visits my synagogue every once in a while because he's got great great friends that are members of my congregation. And he's been running this incredible Jewish music, Jewish radio show on Sunday mornings out of New Jersey. And it's called the Kol Yehudim Show. And it's, as he says, it's voices of all of Klal Yisrael for all of Klal Yisrael. And it's every Sunday from 6 to 10 a.m. And it's WJPR, which is 1640 a.m. in Highland Park or Edison, New Jersey. But you can actually go online, and I'm telling you, he does a very professional job, to www.1640.com. 1640-1640-WJPR.com. And I think that you'll see how impressive it is. And if there's music you want to share, if you actually know a group that has produced some music, then he would probably even fit it in. I can't promise anything. I'm not in charge of the show. He is. But I was kind of hoping that Michael might call in. We can ask him a little bit about it. And then there's other people who've called in the past. So while we're waiting for the phones to ring and we're looking at the numbers, wow, our numbers are still staying as high as they were a few minutes ago. I'm sure that some people get confused with camp time and world time.
Yeah, it is certainly confusing.
Well, it's not confusing to this other person unless it's Mo again. This one here? You're on the air, I believe.
Well, are you sure or are you not sure?
Oh, you just squeaked. No, it was really re-squeaked. So who are we talking to?
Really, Rabbi Curlin, it's so sad that the famous voices of Kol Rama of the past cannot be brought up. I'm thinking maybe it's really time for retirement, Rabbi Curlin.
Oh, because you've been saying that for 10 years.
1968. Maybe it's, you know, recent memory is fading. Really.
You know what? You know what? I think there's too much bantering going on right now.
Just a little bit. Just a little bit.
How is Bonnie doing?
Bonnie is doing wonderful. How is everybody up at camp?
Camp is absolutely beautiful. I mean, the facilities continue to update and to renovate, and the new Omanut setting. You should see where Ricky hangs out these days. It is state of the art.
Does Mitch still have his beautiful direct downpour of soup that normally can get?
The thing with radio is that we're like, with the the city with the preservation department, they're not allowed to. Somehow we've been designated a landmark, so radio's not allowed to be touched. The spider webs, nothing. It stays the same.
But it still overlooks the lake.
If we give it a long enough, it'll be retro. It'll be a peak retro in a little bit. That rustic look.
So what you need to know, Bonnie, is that they need more room just for the trophies that they win. And this is actually true. They've been winning these special trophies for their broadcasts that have been, what's the name of the organization that we get them through?
The Intercollegiate broadcasting system. This is many of the North American college and high school radio stations. We're the only summer camp involved, and we've won a number of trophies. You could check out our award page on our award-winning kolrama.us website. Very proud of it. These are pieces that the kids, the campers, and staff themselves have produced, performed, and really, all seriousness, really something to be proud of. I know.
I was going to say that the fact that the station has won, despite the fact that they've put both Rabbi Curlin and Bonnie on the air. So.
Yeah, it's because they don't send that in for them to see. So Mitch really knows what he's doing. So I'm still a little upset with Bonnie. I don't know if you know this, Mitch, but it was a number of years ago that after camp, a number of the veteran staff people, meaning over the age of 23, were going to get together for a little mini reunion, like the Adotu, but this was, you know, hanging out together. And Bonnie sent out an email asking people about these certain dates and when people would be available. And once she heard from me that I wasn't available on a particular date, that's the day she chose for the reunion.
That was the fact that 52 other people said every date but that one was fine. But once we knew that Rabbi Curlin was not available,
yeah, that inspired them to change their schedules and to be there. So you remember it well. I think I still have the emails hidden away somewhere, just in case I needed to go on the air and start bantering once again.
Well, it's so good to know that history is so well preserved.
So I want to ask you a question, and we need to cut it short because we think there are other people that are going to be calling in. We're fantasizing. But when was the last time you were actually physically in camp?
That is a great question. I believe it was two summers ago when Josh, I was not there last season, when the last Rosenfeld had put in his last summer. I think it was the summer of 2015.
They had the new office building at that point?
They did. We did see the new facilities and the upgraded bathrooms, and it was all very exciting.
Yeah, so, they were now indoors.
Yeah, woohoo!
I don't want people to get the wrong idea.
No, of course not.
But there are, you know, when all of a sudden you build a new building, after the building that we were in was originally here when camp first opened. And right. And therefore, it was previously another camp. It was Kiwakee, Kiwawee, and all that kind of stuff. So that means that those buildings were getting older. And to have upgraded to a 21st century building, it is absolutely beautiful. And attached to it now is the Arts and Crafts Omanut. And
I hear only beautiful and wonderful things there. I still have my emissary, Ellen. Marcus is still working there, so I get my updates frequently from her about the wonderful things that camp is doing, as well as the rest of the friends up there. So, what you're reminding me, Rabbi Curlin, is that perhaps it is time for the Rosenfelds to do a road trip and visit camp.
So I want you to know that since you've been on the air, we have gone up 50% listenership since you've been on the air, which means
knowing how I know the marketing works at Camp Vermont, that's not.
No, it didn't go from two to three. Give us more credit than that. By the way, I got to hang out with Ellen yesterday because there was a rabbi's day up here, and Ellen and I were talking, and she's got a new position along with her old position running a religious school, and it just may be that my dear friend may be coming in for a year, maybe coming in as the interim rabbi for a year, and maybe working along with her. And I introduced the two of them yesterday. But Bonnie, this is great. We're looking and hoping that there'll be other calls coming in, but if someone else could do as well as you and increase our listenership by 50%, you may be the winner. And by the way,
be off the charts.
Mitch may have one of those old radios to give to you if you are the winner for the largest increase in listenership.
Listen, Bonnie, all I want is
to build you in this, wishing you a wonderful summer and only success, continued success at Camp Vermont. Enjoy the summer, guys, and hopefully we'll see each other soon.
You know, Bonnie, I just want to say one thing. When we had your show on, I don't know, you used to bring a lot of food down here. Today I got nothing. I could starve down here. But all right, thank you.
You know, Mitch, what can I say?
I brought a container of tofu.
thank you for calling, Bonnie. Thank you.
All right, take care, guys.
Be well.
The red one, the red Bye-bye. Button there. Thank you. There you go.
So that was delightful. It was delightful for us because there's a history in this camp. When we first went on, I mentioned all those people that were special in my life through those early years. And by the way, what decade was that?
Oh, boy, the 70s.
The 70s,
the
okay.
The 70s show.
Somebody tried renaming this show the 70s
well,
show.
I think it would be appropriate.
But I wanted you to know that there's another phone call coming in. So
press call. Let's see what happens.
You're on the air.
I had to wait for Bonnie to hang up.
Oh, there you go. There you go. We always have to guess. We have to listen carefully to the voice and see who it was. We were trying to limit people, but we weren't really looking at our watches. So who are we talking to, Mitch? Do you know yet from those few words? We don't have caller ID, so that doesn't help us either.
Well, we haven't upgraded the phone system, so...
I know who this
does
is.
Does his first name begin with a vowel?
Now you're testing me. yes, it does. He's the father of the winner
yes.
of our first award. Yes. There,
exactly. It's the big I.
It's the good way to be known, Mitch.
Ira, nice to hear from you.
Yeah, no, the same here. You know, I saw Paul's notice last night on Facebook, and I purposely put it in my calendar because I figured I'd be driving home now so I could, you know, listen in through the app and dial in. So, so here I am.
Wow,
so how's
this
you guys been?
Well, it's Mitch here, and I we've been pretty good up here, and a lot of fun in radio, and now we have Rabbi Curlin.
I got to come up to camp yesterday for this wonderful, wonderful Rabbi Day, and there were about 30 rabbis and educators that interacted with Rabbi Linden, the new director in camp, and just got a nice feel about camp and how Ramah Berkshire's continues to be an absolutely wonderful place to send your kids, even if your kids are post camper years. As you know, Eric spent a good number of years on staff, and now he's in Israel. So
yes.
So it's
so, yeah, and, he got himself a great position for the year. And I have to say I'm jealous a little bit. You know, he gets to learn in the morning and work in the afternoon and see his friends at night. So
he told me, he sent me a note that he just wasn't sure if he was going to be up at 1:30 in the morning to call in from Israel. But he was thinking about us, and in fact, there were so many wonderful Kibitzing with Curlin shows that we've done over the years with Eric sitting right with me. And in fact, I remember a time where Mitch couldn't be here, and it was just Eric and myself. So we've done a few shows, you know, without Mitch. Of course, it's never as good, but when the three of us were together, it was even better. So. And then when we had Yaniv, oh my goodness, it's even better then.
Those were the days. So last Shabbos, Eric was in Modi Inn with the Sinclairs. And, you know, the Ramah Network is strong in Israel.
Oh, absolutely. And,
I know, I'm sure he's going to be seeing Yaniv a lot.
Yep.
And, you know, it just continues to grow. And I hope when people are visiting Israel this year, they stop by the yeshiva and visit with him and maybe grab a little bit of learning while they're there. And see the good work of what the conservative yeshiva is doing.
So
that's in that plug.
So he's there from when till when? Do you know how long he's going to be in Israel?
He's going to going to be there. Wait, excuse me one second. I got to kill the GPS here. This is very annoying. I'm sorry.
Oh, I was wondering.
He is going to be there. His contract is for a year. He started July 2nd, and you know, his visa goes till the end of June, I believe. So his plan is to be there, God willing, for the year, and then he'll figure it out.
So let me just tell you, I just want to tell you this, that I'm getting a mini sabbatical of 2 months next, probably starting around March to the middle of May. And part of that time, I'm kind of hoping to be in Jerusalem. Jerry and I did that 5 years ago, where we were actually there for 9 weeks. We won't be able to do that this upcoming year. But I actually, 5 years ago, I studied every morning at the Conservative Yeshiva while I was there. So I would want to reconnect with them, and we'd have to look for a place, etc. So there's a good chance I may be able to hang out with Eric in Jerusalem, which would be absolutely wonderful.
That's great. Well, you should speak to him about apartment hunting. He's become an expert.
Oh, that's good to know.
He learned how to work the system very quickly. He's in a sublet for this month. To my wife that he thinks he has a sublet for next month. And then around the third week of August, he moves into an apartment in the German colony, and he's rooming with a rabbinical student who will be a JPS rabbinical student who will be in Israel for the year. So,
oh, wow.
So he's you know, Eric, he's a bit of a chevremont, so he figures it out.
Yep.
And you know, his plans, hopefully for next year, he'll be in rabbinical school. So I think he'll be a cool rabbi.
Yeah, that'll be great. Of course, he has hung out with a lot of great rabbis at Camp Ramah over the years. Yeah. So he will stand on the shoulders of those giants here at Ramah. Anyway, Ira, it's always great hearing your voice, and we're gonna limit the phone call. Even though we said 5 minutes, you deserve the more than 5 minutes, so we're happy to talk to you.
Yeah, you're too kind. Thank you.
Be well.
It's great to hear your voice on the radio.
Take care. Thanks.
Thanks for calling. Bye-bye. Wow, that
Mitch, we've had some nice calls and everything, and I'm wondering if there's other people trying to call in, et cetera, because I know that we did get in touch. Now, are we still on the air? I mean, I noticed you have to move the mouse there.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, there we are. So let's see what our... Wow.
We are on the air. And
our listenership is still
nice
higher
call.
Than it was like 20 minutes ago, which is really, you know, look so excited.
No, where it's great.
No,
it's great,
especially remember when I arrived in camp and I came down here, we are much, much higher. You know, if you were to multiply, then it is.
This is like the Donald Trump of radio. We're spending the whole radio show talking about how popular we are. All right, I shouldn't get into politics.
I think we're going to just move past that.
Yes. And, you know, camp really has been something, and there have been some interesting changes. The days off are a little different for the specialty staff, but so many of the things are just as you'd want them to be here at camp. It's really interesting, the difference year to year, and the kids are just great and happy. And here in radio, you know, we get to see kids who've been with us for many years, including from Ghana Kabe Reem, and now their staff. And in particular, our radio Sevet here, we have Jacob Varon, who's been with us for years and years and actually earned his amateur radio license here, and I'm very proud of that. And we have Liana Barinsky, I believe that's her last name, Liana, who's fantastic. She's actually a soldier right now in the Israeli army, and she's great. If you listen to karma.us, you'll hear her with the
kids. These are the ones that are running the show.
They are running the show, and I, needless to say, I can't be on the radio without mentioning Yaniv Morozovsky, who has set us up year after year and was here for a couple of weeks, and who is our faculty advisor and breathes the soul into this station and is in touch with us from Israel to help. So I just want to put that out there.
Yeah, you know, I feel bad that being here on a Thursday evening, I don't get to meet the radio personalities that really run all the pool load, all the activities for the kids, because year after year, it's always been great to see what they do. And I kind of wish we had radio when I was a camper. But again, electricity hadn't been invented at that point, so there was like, and I don't think we had any hamsters when I was a camper to get, forget it. Anyway, but that's great. I mean, that's wonderful. So, so tell me about the person in the Israeli army who's, what's her story?
Well, it's not the first time I know we've had soldiers here at camp as part of the Mishlachat staff, as part of their army service. I mean, I guess it depends on which units. She is involved in education. She's an education coordinator, Liana, in the IDF. And she has radio background. She studied radio and communications in high school.
Oh, wow.
And she brings a lot here to radio.
Yeah, I mean, that's great. It's not just somebody that says, oh, I think I'd like to do that. She's actually experienced it, and she comes in. Wow. I mean, remember when Yaniv came, he knocked our socks off when he first came to camp, because he was a professional.
Every year, you know, that's it. Professional.
Yeah, so.
Of course, when he leaves, so people come up to me and say, gee, that was great. How come radio sounds different now that he left? And I go, well.
Oh, he's a professional, and he's well known throughout Israel, and he's always been doing, we've watched his career keep on moving in different directions, and we've also watched his children
beautiful
be born. Children. Well, we didn't physically watch his children being born, but watching them getting older. Whereas during the first few weeks of camp, were his kids here?
No. This year he was without his kids and wife, which is why he really had to get back. He couldn't stay as long as he had in the past. I'm hoping in the future he'll be able to come again with the family and.
Yeah, you know what? I remember when I used to miss my kids. No, wait, I didn't say that.
I remember when my kids used to talk to me. Oh, yeah. I could find them.
All right, here we go. So it's fetching with Curlin right now, not kibitzing with Curlin. But the reality is that, you know, our kids have grown. They're well past college, and they're out there making their own lives. And with all the wonderful stuff, they're very, very busy, but they still love us.
That's comforting.
A pregnant pause right there. And at least that's what I tell myself over and over again. But it really is great. I mean, and by the way, I want to tell you that when I was up here yesterday, so you run into some of the veterans that came that are closer to my age, and then there were a lot of the younger rabbis that were there. But whenever you meet the other rabbis around your age, they're all, you know, the kids are all grown. There are many of them that have been married off. Their grandchildren starting to come around. And I was telling somebody yesterday that I remember how exciting it was for me when I was on staff. And my campers, when I was a counselor, my campers were now bringing their children up to drop off in camp. Well, I'm now getting to the point where my colleagues or the people that I was on staff with, they're coming up and visiting their grandchildren.
That's it.
So who knows where the time goes? Who knows where? I'm not going to sing the song. But and by the way, anybody below a certain age won't know what I'm talking about. So that happens all the time. So the phone number again, 845-832-6622. It's extension 128. We have an open line right now, which, by the way, we only have one line. And yes, we did hang it up. But there were certain people that told me that they were going to call in. You know what? I'm going to do something crazy. I'm going to call them on the phone and ask them why they didn't call in. How's that sound? And maybe they're involved. And then I'll get them. I'll put them on speakerphone. Let's see if it works.
See, we're the only station. Not only do we give our listeners radios, but then we call them to tell them to call in. This
maybe I'm not getting a good signal here because it doesn't seem to be calling out. You're probably in the better seat. What do you think? Oh, well, this is live radio, which means that I'm sitting here waiting for my phone to actually call who I tried to call, but that didn't work. Let's try that again. I'm only getting one. It used to be bars. Oh, here we go. Let's see.
Pinky, I was just about to call you.
Are you going to call?
Are you in camp? Are you doing the show?
We're on the. You're on the air right now.
I'm on the air.
Wait, is he on the air? Can you hear him? I can't hear myself. Yeah, go ahead.
So we're at the theater. We're seeing the show Indecent, based on a Sholem Ash story and play. And I just ran into Hugh Pollack and Rabbi Ann Erbson, who were both with us yesterday. And another rabbi, Tova Abrams Markowitz.
Yes.
Kids are in camp.
So I want you to know that Rabbi Ain was telling me about that show, how very powerful it is. And it was one of those things I was interested in seeing. So when does the show start?
In 10 minutes.
So is Hugh anywhere near you, or does he have orchestra seats?
I don't see. I passed him by a few minutes ago. So, hey, you look familiar.
There you go.
So, you think anybody's interested in this conversation we're having? There are thousands of listeners.
Actually, our listenership went up since you came on the air. So,
All right. And
it went up when Bonnie Rosenfeld went on. Then it went down a little bit. Now it's gone back up again. So, it is unbelievable. In fact, guess what? It just went down again. So, but I want you to know, we know at least two people are listening to you, Mitch and myself. So, but there are others out there. Either that, or they forgot to turn off Kol Rama and they've walked out of the room and it's on their computer somewhere. So, anyway, we wanted to hear your voice. We're trying to limit it. We've actually talked to, is this the fourth person we've talked to, which may set a record because we usually don't within an hour.
Wait. I'm the fourth? I wasn't the first? Forget it.
It's already 43 minutes into the show.
Oh, my God.
Almost 44 minutes into the show. So.
But you're the first one we called. Everyone else called us.
You're the first one that we called. Everyone else called us.
Okay. I'll accept that as a reasonable.
All right. We're going to make a few more calls, so I'm glad I reached you. Enjoy the show. Tell me how great it is, and maybe I get down to actually see a show every once in a while.
Enjoy camp. Tell camp that we miss camp.
Well, you were just here yesterday, but that's what you do. You leave and you want to be back.
Many years.
Yep. For those people who don't know, Rabbi Matt Futterman is in the Camp Ramon the Berkshires Hall of Fame because of all the dynamic work that he did in spite of his Madur year, his junior counselor year.
I'm not a Madur year.
So.
We sing to three people, to David McGill, the Holy Bacha, to Steve Brown, and to that amazing counselor who trained me, a guy named...
I remember him well, who introduced you to the Muppets. So
he introduced me a lot of things, the Muppets and Jacques Brel and maybe a Yankees fan again.
All right, I think this is too much information, TMI. So we're going to say goodbye because we're waiting for the next person to call in. And enjoy the show and say hello to Hugh and tell him we missed his phone call into the show.
You want me to say hello to myself?
To Hugh.
You said say hello to Hugh, so.
Oh, Hugh. All right, we're ending this conversation. Goodbye, Patriot Lehitraot.
Hey, Mitch, I'll see you later tonight, Mitch.
Oh. There you go.
Okay, right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
So, we did get four people on the air. Should I try another one?
Well, that worked out okay.
Okay. It was an okay moment. So, let's see if we can reach my other buddy, the one who I didn't bring his song up this year, but remember his song?
Oh,
Zimria song?
I'll tell you, that is a classic. You've got to come up and give us that song again.
All right, let's see if he answers the phone. Oh, he's not answering. And his daughter's getting married.
Hello?
Hey, you know you're on the air, Cole Ramah.
I'm so sorry I fell asleep.
Why are you sorry?
How are you guys?
Good. Are you? So if you turn on your computer, it'll show us that our listenership has gone up. So anyway, we wanted to call, and you're on the air right now. You can say hello to Mitch. You've talked to him once or twice in the past.
Hi.
How you doing, Mitch?
We're good over here. Thank you. How are you?
Okay. I'm hungry. I wanted a pizza delivery, but Paul said they don't deliver on Thursdays.
Right. He had sent me a text message before asking if we delivered pizza, and I said no, not on Thursdays. I can't vouch for the other days either, but that was the only thing I could come up with. So I was in camp yesterday with a bunch of rabbis and educators. I saw your educator, Susan Work, was up here, and a number of other people that you probably know, but I'm not sure who you know, etc. But Howie Fiwas is also one of those people who I believe is in the Camp Ramah, the Berkshires Hall of Fame. First of all, some of the best stories that we can't tell over the air happened when he was a counselor. In fact, there's a story that only very few people know about the Mad Bomber, correct?
Right.
But we're not going to tell that story. Just want you to know that back in around 1977, so this is the 40th anniversary of the Mad Bomber.
Oh, my goodness. You know, in the Hall of Fame, usually they have signed basketballs or used sneakers. With me, they have the Mad Bomber's remnants.
Oh, wait a minute. I just made a mistake. It was 1978, so this is only the third bar mitzvah since the Mad Bomber. So it's the third bar mitzvah year since the Mad Bomber, et cetera.
Is Matt still up there?
Matt is not up. In fact, we just had Matt on the air. He's at a Broadway show right now. And in the middle of his conversation with us, they stopped the show and they started yelling at him to put his phone away. Oh, wait, the show doesn't start for another 10 minutes, 20 minutes, whatever. I don't know. But he said that Hugh Pollock was there at the same time. So you want to know what's interesting in camp? I'm up in camp, but all of the specialists are out of camp right now because they have a new day off from, like, noon on Thursdays till noon on Fridays. So I'm up here with an empty camp. Just a few. Oh, wow. Here's a face from the past. Well, I see you on Facebook. You know Howie Fiwas.
Of course.
Wait. Howie, talk to him. Come up to the.
Howie Fiwas was my counselor, and you were the Rosh Eidah in Nitzanim, I believe.
Oh wait, that's right.
Almost positive.
Howie, can you guess of all your campers? 1978.
79.
I was Rosh Machana Aleph then.
That's,
so,
yes.
So, Adam, don't tell him who you are, Adam. Which Adam have you had as a camper?
Oh, is that stupid guy that moved to Israel?
Exactly.
Hey!
You're making yourself look bad, Howie. Be careful.
And you know what? I want you to know he's got a six-pack. It looks like he's got a six-pack here. And I'm not talking alcohol.
Don't mess with Adam Silk. He's built too powerful.
Oh, definitely. I'm looking at these muscles, and I'm actually moving away.
Oh, my goodness.
So, Adam, you're in incredible shape. That's why you do all this Sports Israel stuff online.
I have an interesting Ramah connection out of the blue.
Come closer to the phone.
I was listening to an audiobook. Hello?
Yes. Yeah, we're listening.
I'm listening to an audiobook, and at the very end of the book, they thank people that are involved with the making of the book. And all of a sudden, I hear the name Orly Moskowitz.
Orly
Moskowitz. Do you remember that name?
Absolutely.
So I said, it's got to be the same Orly Moskowitz. How many Orly Moskowitzes are there? So I Facebooked her, and I said, and I see she works for Penguin Books. I said, I'm blah, 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 blah. I haven't seen you in 100 years or heard from you, but I just came across your name. So all of a sudden, we had this conversation. She wound up marrying Daniel Urbis.
Okay.
Whose bar mitzvah I played for 100 years ago. And we had this nice, like, Ramah reunion went on. It was pretty neat.
So I want you to know, Adam, I'm going to tell Adam this, that very often, all the years I've been doing the show Kibitzing with Curlin, I always go back to the any of the years of the 1970s. And they always kid me that they're going to change the name of the show to That 70s Show. But you're one of those 70s people that goes back to that wonderful decade for me at Camp Ramah. When was your last summer in camp?
I was Gesher 85. I went 79 to 85, Nitzanim to Gesher. Second year Nitzi.
Wow.
Was I a positive influence on you, Adam?
Were you a Howie, you were a positive influence on me. Thank you. I didn't get a chance to thank you earlier, so thank you.
Wow, look at that.
How old are you now, Adam?
How old am I? I'm 48 years old in September.
Wow.
How old are you?
Your son still looks just like you when you were a camper?
You know, my son is 8 and my daughter is 5. I think my daughter looks more like me. My son's a giant.
Oh, that's a shame.
It's a shame. Yes.
It's a shame for your daughter. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
He's still got that sense of humor, Adam. Sorry.
Yes, I'm sorry.
Which is what? But you want to know how old Howie is?
Yes, how old are you, Howie?
Well, don't tell him yet. I'm just going to tell you that last year, around this time of year, his wife had a surprise birthday party for him. Didn't want to give it to him when he was turning 60, so did it when he was 59 and a half, so it would definitely be a surprise. And there is a great book that they put together of all these Howie Fiewas stories that I believe that Larry David could turn into a wonderful sitcom. Absolutely wonderful. And you could probably write your own Howie Fiewas story that would make one of the episodes.
I could only hope to make a Howie Fiewas episode of Seinfeld.
There you go. Right.
There you go.
So, anyway, Howie, we're going to say goodbye because we're going to wait for a few more calls. We only have about 6 more minutes to the show, but I want to see. The good news is that... Well, first of all, since you've been online, the good news is that we haven't lost any listenership. Matt,
that's positive.
We've had people that Mo Schwartz, you know Moshe Schwartz.
I do know Moshe Schwartz, Gershon's son.
Exactly. So we heard from Mo, and then Ira Letterman, who his son ran radio for a couple of years. And then Bonnie Rosenfeld, who used to have her own radio show when she worked in the office here for many years. And then Matt and you, and who do we leave out? Whatever it might be. But we're going to say goodbye. It's always great hearing your voice. And it was great that Adam came in just around the same time. This was awesome.
Cool.
This was great.
Take care, Adam. Nice talking to you. See you
too, Howie. Good. Yeah. Come visit Rishon LeZion.
What did he say?
Visit him in Rishon LeZion. You got to make it to Israel.
I thought he was giving me a bracha.
Well, he only does that in person.
I
thought you were going to ask him if he could bring you a pizza. All right. Be well.
Take care.
Bye-bye. We'll talk soon. Bye. Bye. Oh, that was great. That was really kind of cool that you walked in just as we were talking to Howie. And this thing is falling. Here, I got it tightened down. So, Adam, you were only here for your camper years. You didn't come back on staff.
No, I never came back on staff.
Here, come and we'll give you a place to sit. Can we turn on that mic?
We can.
We can give you that mic and you can use the headphones. So, it's a crazy question to ask, but why didn't you come back on staff? Other things that you were doing, like making money to pay for college?
I don't think I was invited back on staff.
Oh, I know those stories, but I will tell you that, did you know Matt Futterman, right?
Yes.
So, Matt had some interesting years, I think, as a camper, and Howie had some interesting years as a camper, but still they invited them back. And I remember sometimes those, how should I put it, those challenging kids sometimes made great counselors because they could really identify, and sometimes they had that extra cool factor, you know, for the kids and everything. But that's interesting, because my own story is that I'm allowed to admit this, but I went to Camp Ramon Palmer in New England, and I did not apply to go on staff afterwards because I figured, oh, they didn't want me because I wasn't a day school kid. And my Hebrew, well, we'll put it this way, my English was much gooder than my Hebrew. And my Hebrew, and therefore I didn't even think of applying, and so I didn't go to camp. And the last minute, they were looking for a junior counselor. They needed extra junior counselors, and somebody had contacted us, and I said, well, if they're desperate, I guess I'll go. I've always loved Ramah, and as you can see, they haven't been able to get rid of me since. So, and you can't, Ramah can't be angry at the person who brought me up to camp, because sadly, he's no longer living. So you can't be angry with him. But he actually was my counselor in 1966, and then he was our a regional USY leader in Connecticut region for several years. His name was Harold Bell, Rabbi Harold Bell. He wasn't here, but, well, he was here for a couple years, and just a really absolutely wonderful guy. And I had a great summer. When I was Bo Green age, he was my counselor. So, anyway, Mitch, we only have a few more minutes to go. But so you're working in camp now?
So I work for Maccabi Tel Aviv Kadorsal in Israel. I'm part of the medical staff. And I do a program with Sports Zionism, where I try to educate the youth about the opportunities in sports, that in Israel there's other things going on for Jewish people besides Torah studies. And I think that you get some kids that are borderline Torah studies, and if they knew that there was such a big opportunity in sports for above average Jewish folk, that there would be a more compelling reason to make Aliyah.
Not that there's anything wrong with Torah study.
No, nothing at all.
Right.
Nothing at all.
But let's be honest that many of us have many loves in our lives. And most of us could talk about how passionate we are about sports, even when we're past the age of being able to function properly on the ball field. Mitch, we're going to wrap up Kibitzing with Curlin, never knowing if there'll be another show this summer or not, but always hoping. I never know what's going to be coming up down the road. I do know that next week, if you want me to call in from Arizona, then I don't think that's going to happen. But it is always absolutely delightful. And how wonderful for me to see Adam come down, who's here in here from Israel, doing a special project this week in camp.
I'm hoping we'll hear from Adam tomorrow. We're going to invite him down to the studio here. I know we had him last year. It was a popular segment. I want to get you down this time and tell us what's going on with basketball here at camp and basketball in Tel Aviv and the whole bit in Rishon LeZion. Tel Aviv, Rishon LeZion.
That's close enough.
And tell us what's going on, all right? So you'll be here tomorrow? Okay.
So, Mitch, Kayetz Tov to everyone. And those listeners who may be less familiar with Camp Ramon the Berkshires, you really, really should think about connecting up and being part of this wonderful family that I've been blessed to be part of since 19... You get to answer it.
1970.
So all the bets, Kayetz Tov once again.
שלום מחנה רמה, זה הרב קץ, ראש משלחת. מאחל לכם יום נעים ומלא ישראל. Find the closest Israeli and ask them to tell you one fact about the place they live in Israel. אתם מאזינים לרדיו קול רמה, 102.3 FM. מרגישים קיץ באוויר.
לכל רמה ניתן להאזין באינטרנט.
kolrama.us
ובאפליקציה TuneIn
במכשירי ניידים.
ועכשיו מילת היום בעברית.
Hebrew word of the day.
פארטי, מסיבה. פארטי, מסיבה.
זאת הייתה מילת היום בעברית.
מוגש מטעם צוות עברית.
קול רמה, 102.3 FM.
מרגישים כל הזמן במחנה שאתם על הקרקע?
אנחנו ניקח אתכם על הקוטה!
שלום, אני אוהד.
ואדר.
ונועם.
וניצן.
ואופק.
ויעל.
ורועי.
ואילה.
וניב.
בואו לפגוש את צוות על הגובה.
אתם מאזינים לרדיו קול רמה.
102.3 FM.
מרגישים קיץ באוויר.
לקול רמה ניתן להאזין באינטרנט.
kolrama.us.
קול רמה, מרגישים קיץ באוויר.
ועכשיו, מילת היום בעברית.
Hebrew word of the day.
Party,
מסיבה.
Party,
מסיבה.
זאת הייתה מילת היום בעברית.
מוגש מטעם צוות עברית.
מרגישים קיץ באוויר.